The Bath County Visitor Center bid was rejected at the last Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday, March 10th. The bid was from Nielsen Construction, based out of Harrisonburg, for $2.83 million. Nielsen submitted the bid in January of this year and had agreed to this price until March 15th. All public comments regarding the Visitor Center were opposed to the bid. Wally Robertson, Kess Phillips, Sharon Lindsay, and Carl Chestnut urged the board to postpone the project, saying it was too costly. Jay Trinka resubmitted a petition from 2016 saying that some kind of veterans memorial or park should be included in the project if and when it is done. No taxpayer money would have been used for this project. There are two lodging tax funds. The reason for having two funds as opposed to one is to better comply with the state law and the county code establishing the additional 2% transient occupancy tax, which subdivides the tax 50-50 for two separate tourism-related purposes. Last month, the board considered the bid but tabled it for this month's meeting. Nielsen's bid was the only bid received for the Visitor Center project. All board members shared that they've had plenty of people share their concern for the cost, saying that with the Omni Homestead's renovations currently happening, there will be less revenue coming in for tourism. Board member Ron Shiflett said, quote, "People have told me they are not opposed to the building, but that they are opposed to the cost," unquote. Supervisor Lee Fry said he believes the time isn't right for building the center and that he'd like to see more than one bid on the project. Member Roy Burns said that a lot of people are concerned about the drop in tourism revenue and that he is in favor of the location for the project, sharing that if we have a building that catches the eye, it will be easily accessible and noticed. Eddie Hicklin and Shelton Burns all had the same concerns the other members shared. Ashton Harrison, the county administrator, said he's had two people tell him that they are opposed to the building at this time. The Tourism Development Plan from 2015 and the Economic Development Strategic Plan from 2016 indicate that the county should have a visitor center. Here is a timeline of the project so far. In July 2015, the county purchased the property in Mitchelltown for the purpose of constructing a visitor center and event grounds using only lodging tax dollars in the amount of $310,885,000. In March 2017, the county issued a request for proposals for a master plan. At the beginning of that year, residents were invited to participate in a survey considering additional amenities on the site and their vision of what they would like to see done there. After this project kickoff, the design developed through a series of public visioning meetings. The vision and feedback from residents, along with the county comprehensive plan, the economic development plan, and the tourism plan, all shaped the final design concept. In 2017, the county issued a demolition permit to remove the existing structures from the property. In 2018, the Visitor Center conceptual design and master plan were submitted to the county. In February 2019, the board directed the county administrator to work with Glave and Holmes to design and bid a scaled-back version of the center. In August 2019, the county solicited bids with a due date in September. That was quickly postponed because the site was rejected due to an erosion and sedimentation plan being required and for additional soil borings. No bids were received before or during the notice of cancellation, and in December of 2019, the county reissued the invitation to bid with a due date of January 15, 2020. The next Board of Supervisors meeting will be on April 14th at 6 p.m. at the courthouse in Warm Springs. The public is always welcome to attend. For AMR News, I'm Abby Dufour.